Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Well, a day early from your favorite Freeform girls. We are talking all about Freeform and exes and love and all of your favorite episodes. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Got that. Go. Hey. There you go. Oh, I haven't heard it either, but I'm liking it. Oh, okay.
This is definitely a good song to clean.
Mm-hmm. I have to clean when I get home, so I'm going to be listening to this song all the way home. What is up, guys? Thank you so much for joining us tonight for Freeform Weekly. It's the day before Valentine's Day. I'm just going to let Drew dance over there. She's going to keep grooving while we get ready. Hey, guys, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz. And I'm joined by all my lovely ladies on Valentine's Day.
Hey, guys, I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can find me on Instagram at Carla B. Travels and on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
What's up, guys? It's Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
What's up, everyone? I'm filling in for Allie. We miss you, Allie. I love you. I'm Steph Sabraw. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabraw.
Woo! Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight.
We're so excited to have you.
The red lips.
Yeah, we are ready.
We are ready.
We got our war paint.
Do you guys have any plans for Valentine's Day tomorrow?
I'm hanging out with her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are y'all doing?
I don't know. Probably gonna go see 50 Shades with my roommate. Maybe go get some drinks. You know, just live life.
Yeah.
Celebrate
the PG
life.
Valentine's Day, guys. Yeah. What is up?
Let's do it. Well, 50 Shades is, like, not PG.
Sarcasm.
Oh. You know, just celebrating life, usually. Love, pursuit of happiness, all that jazz.
Always. I mean, yes. Do you have plans?
Tomorrow I go to service, but I'm meeting with my small group before, so we'll probably have, like, dinner, like, Valentine's Day dinner, and then just go to church and... That's it.
That sounds like
so
a perfect
cute
Valentine's
Day.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. What about you, Candace?
Oh, I have acting class tomorrow.
Woo!
Oh, yay!
And I'm doing a very intense scene, so it's going to be a great release of stress on Valentine's Day since I clearly took the test today and found out I'm single. Just saying.
I did too. You took the test too and found out I'm not single, but maybe it's for telling. You never know. Oh.
I mean, you're spending your Valentine's Day with Drew, though.
Yeah, we are. First step.
I love it. Oh my God, guys. Well, I mean, speaking of like Valentine's Day, whatever you guys feel about it, whether you love it or you hate it, Zoe's clearly not liking it too much. Right?
Yeah, no, not at all.
Poor thing.
I feel for her. I really do. Your first love is the hardest.
Mm-hmm. She knows she's a mega catch, like the catch.
Yeah, seriously.
She's such a babe.
But that's amazing, though, that she knows that. But it just it just sucks that, like, you still, even though you know how great you are, because you all are great, when someone breaks up with you, it's just the thought of, like, someone doesn't want to be with me. Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Like, what's wrong with me?
I like how they portray her because of that. Because, like, the first time I've seen someone get dumped and they know they're still, like, the best, but it's just, like, life sucks sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
I think in the new age, it's a little different because breakups are, like, either finite or there's, like, now everybody's, like, talking, but you're not, like, officially dating. Mm. So how do you get over a breakup when it's not really, like, a breakup? You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole other thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, are there rules for breaking up with people and exes and, like...
Are there
codes of conduct here?
I personally like to do, and I'm not good at it, but... I'm not good at it.
I'll speak versus.
In a perfect world, what I like to do is I like to go cold turkey and just, like, cut them off.
Mm-hmm. You are not good at this.
No, I know.
That's why I said
it. I didn't say it.
Like, I know what she's going to say.
This is Freeform Weekly. This is not Drag Drew Jones.
Drew gives the best advice, and she follows it most of the time in her life, and then sometimes I'm like, what? Drew, I'm so disappointed.
It's the way the cookie crumbles. You know what I'm saying? But I like to, what I recommend others to do. How about we go with that?
Yes.
Yeah, you cut
it. Is to go cold turkey, unfollow, all that.
Oh, that's what you mean by cold turkey. I thought you meant ghosting, and I was like, wait, what?
No, no, no. When you break up with someone, Like, okay. Unfollow, get them off of, like, your timelines, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Focus on you. Feel what you need to feel. If you need to cry, cry. Mm-hmm. If you need to stuff your face, stuff your face. Mm-hmm. If you need to listen to Carrie Underwood and, like, just start walking around your neighborhood with a bat,
yep.
Do it, you know? But then feel it, get over it, move on, work on you.
Yeah.
And then down the road, if you feel like you guys need to be friends again, cool. But if not, cool.
Preach.
Yes,
girl. I don't listen to that. I don't do that, but that's what I would tell you to do.
It's like that misery of, like, I'm still going to watch everything that they do. Yeah. But it hurts.
Yeah.
It's like that Band-Aid that you just keep ripping off over and over and over again. What's your best advice for new girlfriends? I'm going through a breakup. What would I do?
This is, I think, probably the hardest question that I've tried to, even though, like, I wrote it down yesterday, I was like, actually, I don't even know how I would answer this, because I, besides my current boyfriend, I've only had, like, one previous boyfriend who was, like, during high school, and it really, like, when we split, it didn't really make a difference in my life, because I was, like, in high school, and it was my senior year, so I was having fun. But what I would say is, like, definitely take the time to say all the positive things that you know about yourself and focus on that. Like, because I feel like a lot of people tend to be like, oh, what's wrong with me? How come I wasn't good enough to be with them? But I think it's good to focus on, like, all the positive about you and remember that, like, if that person's meant to be yours, like, there's absolutely nobody else on this earth that could ever take them away from you. And there's this saying that says, if you love something, you have to let it go. And if it comes back, it was always yours, and if it doesn't, then it never belonged to you in the first place.
God, I feel like I have a tear just, like, coming down right now. So, you need to tell Zoe that. Listen, if you're meant to be, then you will come back around. Yeah. Exactly.
I love.
But I am excited to see the next steps for Zoe. She's such a boss.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You know, it's nice. I still wish that storyline would have lasted a little bit longer.
I know. So, that, like, was, like, two episodes.
Like, even with the first guy. Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, all of them were, like, super one episode. Quick.
I don't think we're done with Aaron, though. I think Aaron.
Yes, I think he'll come back in.
He had the bubbly and the candle.
Yeah, he did.
Listen, if he rolled up to my dorm with bubbly and a candle, I'd be pretty okay with my heartbreak all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, and what's the other guy's name?
Luca is coming back.
You know, I'm taking Luca all the way.
She sent me a picture and was like, I love him.
They're both in. Okay, first off, his first date with her was a total win. Like, that was the best one ever. It was like a concert party kind
of.
Right?
Yeah, that was cool.
And they're both in fashion. Like, they could be.
Yeah, they could be like the power couple.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Yes.
I like Aaron, though, you know? He's like.
Yeah, I mean,
super.
Don't get me wrong. Activist. I'm an Aaron fan, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who could not be an Aaron fan? Yes, let's be real here. If you're not, then.
Blessings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He has an Anakin Skywalker braid, and he still looks
good. I like
him. Not a huge fan of.
I know. I'm saying he still looks good.
Whenever my first crush in kindergarten had a rat tail, so that's, like, what I think of.
whenever he got attitude with you, though, you could just be like,
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yes,
like, hey.
That's her advice for anyone that has an ex. Just pull their tail.
There you go.
Well, Beyond even talked about exes as well this week.
Yeah, so episode 4 of Beyond, Riley is Luke's ex-girlfriend who got him expelled from college because he was holding drugs. Mm-hmm. And she pretty much ruined his whole future.
Yeah.
So now he's pretty not a dropout college, but he can't be in college because he was, like, expelled. And then he's working at a coffee shop. And Riley shows up saying she is in some trouble. And she's asking Luke for help. So my question to you ladies is, your ex shows up and tells you that they're in some kind of trouble. Do you help them? Or do you send them back to where they came from?
Drew will be on the first flight wherever.
As much as I want to say that I'd be like, no, go away, I'd probably be the person that would help.
Yeah,
exactly.
As much as I'd want a vengeance, I would be like, okay, fine, I'll help
you.
Just
waiting.
Depends on what they're wanting, though.
Yeah.
Let's be real here.
Yeah, it really depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think to my friends, I'd be like, yeah, like, he totally did. He asked me to help, and I was just like, whatever. And then in reality, I'd be like, yeah, I'll be there.
What do you need?
What do you need? Are you hungry? Do you need a snack? Okay.
Oh my god, I do that too. I'm like, do you need anything? Can I bring you something? Can I do that? Da, da, da. I'm like,
I'm the worst.
Such a mom.
I think it's like just mom. Women are just.
Yeah, I think we would all help. Yeah.
Elite people, humans, and then.
Like, we have a heart. I think this panel has a heart because I think we would all help out. But there's some women who probably wouldn't even respond.
It depends on what it is. Don't give me too much points for that.
It depends on what it is.
If it's something really bad trouble-wise, like, we're talking, like, law. Sorry, cutting you off. Yeah. I'm not getting in that mess, so.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'll send you in the right direction. I'll call some friends and you can deal with it.
Yeah. I'll find you an attorney.
I'll find you an attorney and send you on your way and bye.
And... I had a second question. Yeah. I think you guys all have siblings, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And you guys have probably told your siblings about your breakups or the people that you've been with. Would you ask your sibling to help you help your ex?
My siblings have a great distaste for my ex. And so I don't think.
So do I.
If he's not listening now, they've made it very clear. so I think, you know, that's just not a road that we will go down.
Yeah.
But I've helped my siblings. I've had my sister ask me to help with something. And so I've helped her. Before, but
yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah,
it really depends on what it is. If it's something like serious and it's like they actually need my help, definitely. But if it's something little, no, absolutely not.
Yeah,
I feel the same way. Nope. No. Plus, my sister is like across the world, so there's not much help that can actually be done.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I'll probably call and vent, and she'll be like, no, don't do this, do this.
Yeah.
She's the blunt one. She's younger than me by 10 years, and she's still like, Candace, what are you doing? Like, you need to do this, 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 and this. I'm like, okay, I'll do whatever you told me.
Shout out to your sister.
Yes. Her birthday is this weekend, so.
Yay! Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, she's going to be 18.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
She's an adult.
What a time to be alive.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God.
I hate to have kids in high school right now.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing. Yeah. I mean, and even, like, they address it in Grown-ish. They're addressing it in, like, all these other shows. Like, Fosters are talking about it. They're talking about it in Alone Together. It's just a whole nother, like, I don't think we realize it because we're not in it and we're, like, used to it.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no,
but
too
even
much.
Like they're just so mature and immature now.
At the same time.
And at first, this is why I didn't watch Grown-ish until now, because I felt kind of weird about watching like that younger, like they're 18, you know? And then I'm like, but you're so mature.
Yeah. I mean, listening to even, we had Da Vinci on last week, and listening to him talk, like he's in his like, early 20s, I believe. Like, he's out of the teenage years, but still just listening to someone that young have such, like, an eloquent speaking, like, ability and to have such thought-provoking things to say. And same with, like, Zoe and everybody. I'm just like, what is going on?
And her in real life. She's like a scholar.
By the way, happy birthday to Yara. She turned 18 the last 18. Weekend. 18! So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Shire-like. Yeah.
I know.
Too much.
We're aging ourselves, guys. So, we took a quiz.
Yes. Yes, we did.
I just wanted to get away from the age talk. It's making me feel uncomfortable. So, we wanted to find out what jacket we were for Beyond.
Yeah, we wanted to know how mean we are. And
they didn't really give you an option not to be
mean. Yeah. The questions were like, do you see a baby? Do you kick it? Do you throw it? And it's like, I don't want to do either of those things. But you have to choose one.
Well, some of them are really funny. Like the one where if you take a picture with your crew and you're the only one that looks good, like what would your response
be? Not everyone can be stunning.
Yeah.
That'll be your caption.
I was like, disrespectful.
Or crop them out and then tag them in the photo.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That
like, great. Sorry, uglies, can't be in the photo.
They all took a photo of me. So that's why they're tagged. Okay. It took them that many people. But it's fine. But what color did you get?
I got pink.
Pink?
Pink. Pink.
I don't even think I felt like I couldn't even finish it because all the questions
were so mean.
Yeah, they were really mean.
And it was the same one with the loved one. So I was getting confused between the two because both of them with the relate. How single are you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I couldn't answer the questions.
Like, do you want chicken wings? Yeah. Do you want to bring dates on a date?
I got neither of these.
That's what I said, like, the one about the food. I was like, obviously the garlic chicken looks the tastiest, but you can't eat garlic.
Yes.
You can't eat garlic on a date. So I guess I'll have something else.
Oh, my God.
That's funny, because I totally put the garlic chicken, but I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, so I could have garlic and, like...
Just chew some gum and you're fine. If you guys are really confused about what's going on right now, on Freeform, if you go to the website, there are a ton of really cool quizzes, and we always entertain ourselves every week by picking a different quiz.
Yeah,
we this did. Week, we picked two. So we are Pink Jackets, and then I think we did one other one that's coming up in a little bit. That we talked about for Alone Together. But
yeah.
So go take all those quizzes on freeform.com.
Yeah, they are cool. It's
like BuzzFeed.
Yeah. I love it. It's like Freeform meets BuzzFeed meets everything. Netflix too. And Hulu because you can watch everything.
Yeah.
It's like they have their own little world.
I love it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Samsies.
Well, one thing I don't love is that Fosters are leaving.
I know.
That's so sad.
So sad.
It's really sad. And the Fosters, if you guys don't watch it, I think we plugged them last week, but the after show for Fosters is on AfterBuzz TV, and they actually have a very, very special guest on tonight. I'm not going to spoil it, but we saw her in the studio, and she is fabulous as ever.
Yeah,
we were.
My God.
I looked at Candace, and I was like, I love her.
Yeah,
literally, we just all, like, kept staring. Like, she walked in, and we just went...
She's so pretty
and amazing.
You have to go look.
Yeah.
Go. Not right now.
Not right now. After us.
Go watch them.
Yes, exactly. But they are saying goodbye to the set and saying goodbye to everyone already, which is so weird that it's like...
Ending already. Yeah.
I don't feel like it should be over. After 7 years, I think you get so attached to these people.
That was crazy that I read her post, and I was like, that's so... You really probably build a family there.
Yeah.
The same lot every single time you're filming.
You grow up there, and especially if you start on the show when you're young. It's like, think of it like high school, how close you get to these people, and then add 3 more years to it.
Yeah.
It's like...
But doing what you like.
Yeah. I mean, no books. It's actually entertaining. We love it. But we have a couple pictures up here for you guys to check out from Instagram. And I can't read. I can't remember who posted this one.
Sarah.
Okay, thank you. I can't see that far,
Mabu.
Guys.
Said, like, it seems like I'm happy, but it's because I got to call this place home for 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what you have to remember is it's not just, like, their cast. Like, there's crew, there's makeup. You know, you, Sierra's a friend of mine, so she's always posting, you know, like, the makeup artists and stuff. Like, they really are all family there. They're all friends down to the PA all the way up to the executive producers. It's, like, a giant family. So it's crazy that it's, like, ending. I feel like since I've known her, because she's one of my first friends I met out here, this has just always been the thing she's been doing. So it's crazy that... This is, like, this chapter's ending for her. But obviously, they have the show with her and Maya, so that's going to be super exciting.
I wonder how many people are going to, like, carry over from, like, the crew and everything else and, like, trickle over to that, which would be nice. But I still think it's, like, it's really weird for it not to be the exact same people and not the same show and everything else is changing.
I feel like this would be a really good show to do, like, a spinoff from, like, kind of how they're doing for Pretty Little Liars.
Well, they are.
Yeah, they're doing
it. Yeah, what's the name of it again?
I don't remember the name of it. I don't think they put out a name yet, but they're following... Sierra and Maya's characters to college. And I'm hoping it's kind of like Grown-ish where we get to see old, like, cast members come and, visit them. Like, on Grown-ish, we just got Bo, a.k.a. Tracy Ellis Ross, a.k.a. Queen of the World.
Yes.
She was on the show.
Awesome.
So, she was great. That was one of my favorite scenes of that whole show.
Yeah.
Tracy, did you... Yes? Good.
She's like, I just... Don't want to think about it.
But I hope we, like, get to see, you know, like, the moms and, you know, everyone else.
Yeah.
Because that would be dope.
Yeah, I love that show. It's great. So we're really sad to say goodbye, but definitely keep following all these people because knowing Freeform, everyone still stays in the family. Even if they're not going to that spinoff,
they
will go somewhere else. So just stay tuned with all of them, as we will too, because I'm excited to see what's next for everybody. Oh, look at the sad face.
Aww, she's so cute.
So sad.
Someone said there's this like meme that goes around of her all the time, and it's like that she looks like Selena Gomez and someone else. I think it's like Emma Watson or something, but yeah, that she looks like a
comic. Do you know who Sadie Robinson is?
Yes.
Yes, it almost looks like a little bit of that in that picture, too.
But, like, the side-by-side that they do on the meme of it's her, Selena Gomez, and I think it's Emma Watson, but it might be someone else. It's, like, uncanny. Like, when you combine them together, you're like, oh, wow, yeah, no, that's, they made her. Yeah.
There's a lot of memes out there of, like, old celebrities and new celebrities and mm-hmm. how similar they look. It's creepy.
It is.
Like, how closely they are.
Well, Hollywood does have, like, a look.
A type.
Yeah. It does. To say the least.
To fit in a box.
Yeah.
But we are changing that a lot. Especially with Freeform.
Yeah.
And a lot of reboots, too. So it's like mixing the old with the new. I think you're really excited. So you just like
I am so excited because Freeform just announced that they're rebooting Party of Five, which gave us Jennifer Love Hewitt. And like, I feel like we're all forever thankful of that because later on she gave us Ghost Whisperer and that was a great show. But yeah, they're bringing it back. And this time it's tackling immigration. So, which is awesome.
Sorry.
I'm super excited. I'm very interested to see how they're going to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Party of Five was a super big show when it was out. We were all fairly young when it was out, but I do.
Oh, there is music playing on my laptop. Sorry, I was pulling up the article. My bad, guys.
But, they haven't started casting or anything. They're just, like, getting it together, but they officially got the rights to it. So we probably won't see it till next year.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
But it's exciting that it's coming.
They're planned to air originals 4 nights a week until it comes back out. Mm-hmm. The revival.
So that's exciting. The original. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. I like
to that. Kind of get everybody mm-hmm. geared up for it. It's crazy how many reboots are like such a big deal right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're even doing one other one as well. They're doing Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I found really interesting that they've had, it was sold 5.5 years ago.
Yeah. To NBC. So
and it took them that long for it to kind of like
come back.
But
come
they
back.
Never really developed that one though. Right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Because I was reading that we've had a lot of Cleopatra movies, but because I didn't think that there was any shows based on her, especially even if it was in the older days, I wouldn't have really cared because I feel like in the past 2 years, the way they do biopic type stuff is so crazy and cool mm-hmm. that I would want them to redo it.
Yeah. And I'm hopeful that Freeform like cast it correctly because it's very common for Hollywood to make Cleopatra white and she's not Egypt's in Africa.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think that, I was kind of thinking of that when you were talking about it. It was like if you look at all the old biopics, almost everything is like, I hate using this because it sounds so negative, but whitewashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's such a different age now.
Yeah.
That, like, it's so exciting to see, like, who they're going to cast. Yeah. Like, even with, this is a little off Freeform, but, like, Aladdin.
Yeah.
Like, the casting went out, and they were very strict. Like, I was supposed to go out for it, and they were like, no, we want, like, specifically Arabic and Middle Eastern mm-hmm. only. Yeah. No one that looks that way, which mm-hmm. I think is amazing.
Yeah,
that's
like,
definitely.
Don't put me in a category just because I look like this. Like, put me like...
So you have like the cultural background for your character. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me that I think that wasn't the most famous Cleopatra movie. It was Elizabeth Taylor,
exactly.
Right? It's like the most classically beautiful white woman
who's
nowhere near the same facial features or upbringing, cultural background of an Egyptian woman.
Yeah, I have full faith in Freeform that they'll like do it right because I think they take that kind of stuff really seriously and it's important to them.
It does say that the Signature Studios drama has executive producers Michael Seitzman. I'm saying his last name incorrectly, but he's showrunning Quantico and Code Black.
Yeah.
So he's very well known with like having diverse actors.
Yeah, I love Quantico.
Yeah,
and powerful leads. Oh my God, yes, Priyanka Chopra.
She's love her. So bad.
Amazing.
Bow down to you, my dear. So I'm excited to see like a young and up and coming actress take on this role. Mm-hmm. So it'll be really cool. Exciting to see. And it's a first period piece for Freeform, too.
Yeah, which I'm excited.
I'm excited. It's such a cool role. You forget how cool Cleopatra is.
Right?
Yeah.
She was really, like, revolutionary as a woman.
Yeah.
Human.
And it has me excited just because I feel like Freeform's really becoming a force to be reckoned with as far as, like, their shows because they are expanding so much more than just, like, the teen drama. Now we're getting comedies. Now we're getting, you know, period piece. Now we're getting reboots. Like, it's about to be one of the, in my opinion, one of the best networks out there.
Yeah, definitely.
And what I hope is that it trickles over, because it is owned by Disney and ABC, that this is going to trickle into some of their programming on these other networks as well, that it can kind of, like, cross-pollinate. Because what we want it to be is, like, not only the most innovative, but, like, they start the change. So everyone else will start emulating it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So... I
think their shows
it.
Are already doing better than
yeah.
So it should usually people, even if they don't believe in it, they'll change for the money.
Exactly. So. There you go. That's Hollywood right there. Well, we talked about our other quiz earlier, and getting back on the Valentine's Day track, we took our Alone Together quiz.
We did.
Yes, we did.
And they came back, guys. They had episode 5. No, they took like a little break, and then they like came all back, and I was like, whoa. How am I at episode 5 already? Okay. But we found out just how single we are.
Yeah.
I know how single
and
I am.
And real quick on Alone Together, I know we weren't like 100% sure about it when we first watched it, but I've been keeping up with it, and it's hilarious. It is very true to like LA life, and like, especially like comedian, because I'm a comedian, like it, a lot of stuff they do, I'm like, yeah, that is, that like all the self-deprecation of it, I'm like, this is real. This is a thing. It's very funny though. I'm glad. Like, I decided to continue watching it.
I love that they both went on dates with actual, quote-unquote, attractive people.
Yes.
But they still maintain their single status. I think that's, like, kudos to, like, not going for the most attractive person. Like, going for someone you actually like.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever dealt with that, where you see this person, you're like, oh, my God, they're so gorgeous, and you meet them, and you're like, nope.
I do not like really pretty guys.
What's your type then? I'm out for the whole world 3-4 weekly.
You She's guys. Not that I date ugly guys, but the classically, like, everyone's on their jock. I just know the chance of them being decent is, unfortunately, really slim. Mm. And I can't, Drew knows, I'm a dominant person, and I can't be with someone who's, like, dominant because they think that they deserve things. And I think hot guys think that. So, my type is, I don't know, just, like, good-looking, cute, charming, but you know they're
kinda
not,
goofy.
Like, they don't get everyone they want.
Yeah.
I mean, the hot guys that don't know they're hot. Like, the ones that were really nerdy
and dorky
when they were kids, and then all of a sudden when they bloom, it's like, no, I'm just still the awkward, like, cool dude. Yeah. And I'm like, no, honey.
you have blossomed.
You have blossomed. But I love your personality. Yeah. Keep that.
That's a good, like, niche.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. It's hard to find, though. You can't just be like, you. You look like you were nerdy before. Come over here.
You just have to stalk their Facebook skills all the way back.
Find this person. Just throw back.
Be like, hey, here's a fun game we can play. You send me TBT pictures and... That's it. That's the game. Yeah. That's how we play it. Ready,
I
go.
I know you.
And then I figure out whether you're actually, like, my type or not.
Yeah.
You can't be cute when you're a kid. You have to be ugly.
Yeah.
Yes. You have to be average. That's all I want. That's but funny. I got single and happy about
Me
it.
Me too!
Oh, my gosh.
Depends
what?
On the day, oh but yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's why I wore this, actually, because it's like, I'm going to thrive regardless.
Yeah.
Yes, queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
I love being single. Like, I complain about it sometimes, but for the most part, I love not having to, like, be accountable with anyone. And, like, I can sleep in. I don't have to, like, not normally, but, like, on my days off, like, I don't have to go make plans with someone. I can just be like, no, I'm staying in bed today. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's
You're
nice.
A good single.
Well, I think
you
I'm...
You handle it great.
Thank you.
You live your day.
I'm thriving.
She's thriving.
Well, I think I'm the only person that got a different response from you guys.
What did she think?
I got as single as the next person, I think is what it was. As single as the next person. And I was like, what?
What does that even mean?
Shade now, freeform?
Yeah. I was like, I'm definitely not single. So.
I'm still confused what that even means. Single as the next person. I don't get it either.
I think it means that you're like only single until the next person comes along. Like you're not single for long.
Oh, I was thinking you do if like your friends are taken, you'll be taken because you don't want to be alone.
I was like that when I was younger.
That could be true, yeah.
I was like, I'm bored. You guys either have boyfriends. Okay, shade. Cool.
I know. It's yeah, like, it's... I was like, hey, I chose the garlic chicken.
I'm comfortable. Yeah. I'm garlic chicken.
Okay. I am good. I'm solid. I know. Non-singleness.
Oh my gosh.
You tell them.
Yeah,
what was your result?
That it was single but happy. I was so excited. I'm like, I knew I was building some self-confidence.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, for the first month of January, I think coming back from the holidays, I was like, I want someone. I'm lonely. And now I'm like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
I'm thriving slowly by myself. I'm trying to catch up with myself. I can't fit anyone else in unless he's running errands for me.
Oh, absolutely.
If he wants to help, then sure, come along.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If you guys want to help me out, call me. But other than that, bye. Oh my God, I love it. But one thing that I found randomly today that I was like freaking out about because I was sitting at my computer all day and I went, ah! And like did that while I was on my computer. So sorry for those listening. I saw that Siren just released a new trailer and their key photo for their poster, which is amazing. So we'll show you the video first and then hopefully we can get up a picture of the key photo.
This is real. We caught something we've never seen before.
We need to be careful.
She changed in the water.
I was drawn to her.
She is extremely violent.
It's just a story.
I'm so excited.
I'm like,
I want to be her.
My heart was racing like when I was running. That was very intense. Yeah, Freeform is really blowing my mind.
Yeah, they
really I've seen some shows on it, but since I'm not on this lovely panel, I haven't been as into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I'm like, I've been sleeping on Freeform.
Yeah. Well, this one hasn't come out yet. This
but
one's
I know,
new,
but
like,
this is what's in the cooks.
Right?
Yeah.
This is great news.
Right? It's amazing. And the girl is creepy.
Yeah, she is.
She just
she's
like
so
moves her
pretty
head.
And
oh.
like... It's amazing.
Yeah.
She's just making out with everyone, punching everyone, beating them up. I was like, I want to do that.
Killing through the window.
Yeah.
But then, like, the whole, like, dynamic with the girl, I wonder what goes on with that, too, because...
Here for it.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Because I'm interested to see how she, like, attracts people.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the throwback to the vampire age where they, like, attract their prey. I wonder if that's what, like, mermaids
like,
do.
Yeah. It's a siren.
Mermaids
do. She's siren. Not a I know
mermaid.
Something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
Sirens sing and
yeah, that's what I was going to say. They sing and they, like,
that's why I couldn't
charming.
Be one because I can't
sing. They
sing
in the water, but not...
You could just...
Maybe I'm confusing with Harry Potter.
Or maybe it's, like, that song that just, like, kind of comes out naturally.
And
like,
you
when
draw.
You're, like, when they're reading, you know, when they're touching and it's, like, la, 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 la. Like something like that.
I can't sing, so maybe I could just like drop bars. Mm-hmm. To, like,
just rap.
Yeah, just start rapping. Oh. Like become Migos.
Yes. Just like sing like three words at a time.
Yeah.
Like, Freeform.
Yeah. The guy would like, the guy
weekly.
Would, like, oh, she's dropping fire. What's up? Yeah.
Wait, what's your rap as a siren though?
I can't rap, so.
Oh, well,
I just
you
know,
just made me all excited.
Listen,
though.
I just know that that's something I could like learn.
Yeah.
So. Give me some time. I'll make a whole rap about sirens.
Someone write
okay,
her a
in
rap.
2 weeks, please.
Yeah.
Remind us.
Time.
Oh
you have 2 weeks
God.
To get ready, okay?
2 weeks. Okay, guys. You got to write a song for Siren.
Yes.
Siren. Oh, my God. Well, we have a lot more to talk about next week, too, because we have an exciting announcement for...
Yes, we
not
do.
Not next week, but the next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
So take it. Take it away.
Well, we're going to be having our fabulous Holden Matthews, who is the star of Beyond. He'll Woo! Be here. We're going to be able to interview him. So if you guys have any questions that you want us to ask him, since I do believe that we don't have a panel right now covering the after show. So if you guys have any questions you want to ask, just go ahead and tweet at us. Send us a comment on the video below. Anything, however you like, just get a hold of us, and we'll go ahead and ask him all your questions.
So next week will be normal. Yeah. And we're just going to do a regular, like, freeform weekly talk about everything. But kind of what we did with Da Vinci last week is that we focused really heavily on the show that they're on. So we're going to be doing that all for Beyond whenever he arrives. So you guys, if you have any questions at all about the show, too, hit us up, because we're going to be recapping basically everything.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
It. Yeah.
Yes. And yeah, you got Cash Mooney last time.
Yes, we did.
Guys, we're racking them up. Let us know who else you want us to reach out to, because we would love to have as many guests on as possible. So we really want to hear from you all. So be sure to comment below, like Kara said. And thank you guys so much for joining us. And happy Valentine's Day.
Yay.
Single or not, enjoy it. It's a day of love. So we love you guys. Again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz. And Steph, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much, Steph.
I'll be your sub anytime.
Yeah, girl, come on over.
But I do love Allie, so
I won't. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a happy Valentine's Day. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at Carla B. Travels and on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And I'm Steph Sabra. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.